Something I hear quite frequently these days is that we no longer need a quiet time with God because it's said we're with him all the time. In a way, there's truth in this. We are with him all the time. But as I came to think more deeply on this, something quite frightening emerged, and it's this. We're like solar panels. Unless we spend time absorbing the sun's rays, we do not have any power. Neglecting our private time with God can only lead to a loss of spiritual understanding and power. Connecting with him, being in the presence, is key. Something happens when we expose ourselves to the radiation of the sun's rays in the natural. When you sunbathe, you often don't know you're burning until afterwards. When you spend time in his presence, you don't know what's happening, but rest assured something is surely taking place. Powerful things take place and happen in the presence of the Almighty, and you only find out afterwards. You find out you're on fire for him again, just like you used to be. Not on fire for what he can do, but for him, his majesty, El Supremo. So if you walk away from him for several days, weeks or months, know that your battery is going to discharge and you're going to have to spend twice as much time coming up to full power as you would have done if you kept yourself topped up by spending time with him daily. No one likes to see their phone going off charge, do they? Their means of communication is broken until they've connected it to the mains and it's spent some time absorbing power. The longer we distance ourselves from God, the faster we regress spiritually. Conversely, proximity to him always produces a burst of speed and power. It follows that the more consistent our time spent with him is, the more consistent we will be as people, the more reliable we will become. We won't lose power at the critical moment. Condemnation, which is from the enemy, pushes us away from him. Conviction, which is from him, pushes us into him. You may at this point need to learn the difference. I find many Christians muddle the two, and God's conviction about something is understood as being condemnation. His presence is fire, and it will burn off your dross. But the fire burns for you, not against you. The fire will not hurt you, his only design, your dross to consume and your gold to refine, as the old hymn, "How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord," has it. There are things, beloved, in your life that need to change, and only time in the presence will make those changes. If you were perfected, Jesus wouldn't have had to come, remember? It's because we need so much restorative work done on us that we mustn't neglect our time with him. You cannot serve two masters and you can't do two things at once. Time must be set aside solely for the purpose of being with him. Whether you hear from him or not is immaterial. This is an obedience issue. He has designed intimacy with himself as the way of change for us, simply because he loves every connection he has with us. Neglect your quiet time, therefore, and you hinder your own progress into the heart of God. When we deliberately place ourselves under the sunshine of his countenance, everything that isn't of him is burned off. If we avoid the presence, the dross persists, and the longer we avoid it, the longer we'll have to stay with him to get rid of it. So hiding from nothing, really. You're shooting yourself in the foot. Israel did the same thing, seeking the nations for help when they should have gone straight to him. You find that in Hosea 7:10-12. Ephraim is also like a silly dove without sense. They call to Egypt, they go to Assyria. Point taken, I think. No dashing off to Egypt or Assyria. Off you go then. Get into the presence, get recharged, and get back in the race, silly dove.